Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A state lawmaker from Chicago wants police to rethink how they conduct traffic stops in predominantly black and brown neighborhoods. My colleague Alex Degman reports Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford says police should be absolutely sure they're stopping a person for a good reason.
If the police has suspicion of a suspect that they have been looking at, I think that they should really follow that person to a certain degree to monitor before they take action.
Ford sponsored a law that just took effect. It says police can no longer pull you over because there's something hanging from your rearview mirror. He says the state could step in again, but the city ultimately needs to follow federal police reform guidelines that were outlined in 2019. Ford is reacting to the death of Dexter Reed Jr. Chicago police say 96 rounds were fired at Reed last month during a traffic stop. Reed reportedly shot first and injured an officer. An Illinois Senate proposal to ban single-use toiletry containers from hotels around the state is now moving to the Illinois House. The bill tries to reduce plastic waste and requires Illinois hotels to find a more eco-friendly alternative by 2026. Democratic State Senator Laura Fine is sponsoring this bill and says some hotel chains are already making the transition, but the legislation is still vital.
This encourages a change in behavior. Right now, we are putting so much plastic pollution into our waterways that it will no longer be safe for aquatic consumption and then human consumption.
Chains like Marriott International have worked to phase out single-use bottles. They've switched over to larger containers of products like shampoo and bath gel. The Chicago Bulls have just three games left in the regular season, including tonight's matchup in Detroit. The Bulls are ninth in the Eastern Conference going into tonight's game, so a playoff run is possible. Bulls star center Andre Drummond is doubtful, though, tonight with an ankle injury, and head coach Billy Donovan says the team needs to come together.
For us, it comes down to the communication piece and being better communicating and helping each other a little bit more, where, you know, sometimes we can be in situations where we need to be calling things out earlier and louder and better.
If they stay in ninth place, the Bulls would host a play-in game Wednesday with a win securing a playoff spot. And a flood warning has been extended until early Tuesday morning for the Illinois and Kankakee Rivers. The National Weather Service warns elevated water levels could pose risks for people nearby as well as their property. Well, we've got cloudy and breezy conditions this afternoon, a high in the upper 50s. Cloudy and breezy tonight, more scattered showers returning, a low in the mid-40s. And then Friday, you'll probably start the morning with a little bit of rain and then sunshine in the afternoon, a high in the low 60s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.